Thank you. It's always so good to come and see you guys. I have to tell you, the ride over today was beautiful. You know, I think last weekend was peak for colors, but oh, it was still, there were some spots that were just still breathtaking. And I'm always glad when I don't have to drive in the rain. So yay. So that was a really good thing. When I started thinking about this talk, it was really funny. I had been doing another talk for a little while that was just morphing all over the place, and I loved it. And that's how spirit does through me. I come up with something I think might be a way to go, and then spirit just takes off with it and runs with it. So settle in is my message today, and embrace the darkness. You know, we just had the new moon, and it's in Scorpio, and it's fiery new moon. It truly is a powerful new moon, and this is just the best time to let go of any of those limiting beliefs that you've been toting around with you. So some people, like myself, used to absolutely dread winter. I love the seasons. I really couldn't live in Florida. I love the seasons, but I really am not a cold weather person. I would rather be boiling hot and sweat bullets, which I can do easily, than freezing. When I'm cold, that's all I can think about. I'm cold, I'm cold, I'm cold. And I'm miserable. And then my fingers and toes start going numb. And so, you know, I have this whole attitude about winter. Then I realized, you silly girl, you're creator of your world. What are you doing? You're setting yourself up for a really lousy winter. That was probably 4 or 5 years ago that I really had that realization. And I've turned it around. I really embrace winter now. I understand. What I did is I dove in and I figured out what spirit loves about the winter season. And I believe the number one reason that we have winter is for introspection and regeneration and rejuvenation. You know, in our society, we're like trained from Halloween, woohoo, sugar high, boy, go with it and party like a mad person until after the first of the year, right? We've got Thanksgiving coming next, and then Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day, and then New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day. And it's all just supposed to be one big party in our society, and it goes totally against the rhythms of Mother. Mother Earth, Mother Nature, they are winding down. They are withdrawing their energies down into their root systems, down into their beingness, and they are looking forward to the rest. The rest. We are designed to take this time and go in and decide, 2025, man, it's right around the corner. It'll be here before we blink. What do you want to create next year? This is the perfect time for dreaming. And we've got a ton of stuff going on in the cosmos that is super energy for dreaming and being imaginative and creative and allowing yourself to just, I'm going to say it, dream bigger than you've ever dreamt before. How do you see the new world? How do you see your life unfolding in the next year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? Really think about it. Dream about it. You are creating your life. Nobody can do it for you. And we got the impression a long time ago that this is an assertion-based universe, that we're having to sort of bob and weave around all the resistance that the whole world throws on our path, because it's not a fair world, and it's meant to be struggling, it's hard, and we're supposed to da-da-da-da-da-da. And we all heard those stories. Our parents basically raised us that way. If you're of my generation, some of you might have been very fortunate to have parents that were just like, from the moment you were born, they allowed you to be who you were and nurtured that and created a safe, not just safe, but a loving environment to really explore who you are. Because, you know, I do believe we have contracts, soul contracts, and there's an agenda for that soul. Each of us has its own personal path. And you are free, a free will being, here to do with that whatever your heart calls you to do. Where we get into trouble is we start asking other people for their opinions. I want to talk to you for just a minute about the difference between opinions and intentions. I don't know many of us that have an opinion that isn't based in either fear, doubt, or worry. It's the nature of an opinion to be pushing against something. And what does that say? That says, I'm right, you're wrong. It says diversity isn't okay. Well, we know as metaphysicians, nothing could be further from the truth. I want to honor all diversity. I want to allow everyone to have exactly the life that they want to create. And I hope that they will honor the way I want to live my life as well. But again, if I get up in the morning and I have all these opinions about how my day should go, I'm setting myself up for a not real fun day. Because you're limiting the universe. The universe wants to have the freedom to help you create. Don't you think, and let me tell you, the answer is yes. Every desire you have ever even considered is waiting and being attended to by God, Source, your higher self, the larger part of who you are. The moment you said, no, I don't want it that way, you shot a rocket of exactly what you did want. And Spirit grabbed it and said, yes, I'm on it for you. And it started putting all its attention on it and gathering all these cooperative components. And what are we doing to be a cooperative component? We're usually going, yeah, but I don't want to work for that guy, and I don't want to work that hard, and it's going to be really, really challenging. And we shoot ourselves in the foot on our desires by having lack consciousness-based opinions about how it's going to unfold. You don't know. You can't possibly know, because we don't predict futures. We live in the now. This is where all our power is. And you and I and everyone were designed to give that to Source to guide us to our desires. It will take you around your resistance. It will move you over it, through it, under it. It doesn't care that you have resistance. It doesn't want to know where it came from. Doesn't want to talk to you about it. Your source is never going to go where you're in resistance. Why? Because that's your guidance system. It's designed that once you start slipping down the emotional scale into emotions that are below satisfaction and contentment, you're very, very slowly moving away from the perspective of your source, who cannot go there and will never join you there. That's why the further you go down into frustration and anger and hatred and revenge and despair, the worse it feels. Because Spirit is moving further and further and further away from your perspective. It no longer is congruent with you. It can't be. So when you have a real strong negative emotion, which you might as well just call your resistance, because that's what it is. It's based on a thought that isn't serving you. When you have one, it's so very important not to beat yourself up about it, because you're a human being and that emotional guidance system is in place for a reason, for you to know moment to moment how you are doing. So, okay, you find yourself there, okay. Allow it. First of all, you're a chemical factory. This body is incredible. And it responds immediately to your thoughts and emotions. Hormones are pouring into you based on what you're thinking and feeling. You cannot put the brakes on that and turn it around in a red hot minute. If you've gone further into that than you maybe wanted to. So allow it. Feel it. Know it's temporary. And you're moving through it. And then I'm going to offer you a tool, one of the tools I'm offering in the workshops I'd like to offer in 2025. It's called Finding Easy Existing Matches. Okay? So we all have things that when we think about, we have resistance against. We feel ourselves tighten. I can't do that for this reason, this reason. You feel that in you. Stop. Take a breath. And can you find an easy existing, or you can't reach for something that you haven't experienced. Find an easy existing match that says, I had this problem once, and this is how it was so beautifully resolved. And I know friends who have faced this before, and look where they are now on this path. You can find ways to, in other words, soothe yourself out of those feelings of lack, which is not for nothing, that's your job, because no one's going to do it for you. And if you're depending on other people to do that for you, you're going to be so, so sadly disappointed, because they can't do it all the time. No matter how much they love you, there's going to be times they're going to take that undivided loving attention off of you, and you're going to feel like, what happened? Why? Because you've been calibrating to a human. You need to always be calibrating to your source first and foremost. It never goes away. It's always there for you, and it will always be there for you. So be careful about giving your power to humans. They're going to let you down. I'm afraid. Sorry. So I love this piece about anticipation. Do you remember the days, especially when we were kids? Oh, my gosh. Even just the thought of Christmas. Oh, it could take your breath away. Right? It was this anticipation without what? Doubt. It was anticipation without, oh, but. It was anticipation, pure, pure anticipation. I want to offer you that today. Find your way back to anticipation on those topics that you have resistance around. One thing I find very helpful is to visualize it done. Now, this is a Mike Dooley technique from Tut, Totally Unique Thought. Another very wonderful source of knowledge. If you're looking, he and his brother are doing wonderful workshops. Anyway, this is one of his trademark tools. Visualize 5 minutes every day. And don't stop until you feel it like it's already here. You're living it. You feel that before you stop. And then you say thank you and let it go. Another key piece, thank you, and let it go. Because we want to plan everything. As humans, we want to know how it's going to unfold, and we want to be able to line our ducks up and get all set. And I think one of the most empowering things I've done in the past three years, I'd say, is incrementally, mind you, given up the need to have a plan. It's freeing, first of all, incredibly freeing. It's also a leap, and I know that, a leap, because you're putting all your trust in Source to guide you. And sometimes you get an intuitive hit or a gut feeling, and it feels like, that can't be right. Go with it. It is Spirit guiding you around some of your resistance. I can promise you that. If it's out of left field particularly. But what do? We question it. And then we go, well, no, I don't really want to do that anyway. And we don't end up following those Spirit-guided tips. Cues and clues. They're coming through 24/7 for you when you're not putting up any resistance. That means you got to feel good all the time. Is that such a hard thing? I laugh about that because people think, first of all, there's no way I can be happy all the time. Well, no, maybe not all the time, but the grand majority of the time, we can be happy. How come? Because it's not anything that you have to wait on. I'll be happy when the car comes. I'll be happy when I have this relationship. I'll be happy when I'm, you know, not sick anymore. No, you don't postpone your joy. God gave you joy innate. It's yours. You can go there anytime you put your mind to it. And you do. You decide, no, I don't care what happened yesterday. I'm not dragging that forward today, and I am going to be happy today. I'm going to make sure that I stay in and around people, situations that I feel comfortable. I'm going to be happy. Sometimes we have to make these choices about even people we love very much that are family. If you have a lot of really difficult people in your life that want to pull your vibration down and want you to commiserate with them, and ooh, honey, they're in permanent darkness and have embraced the darkness way too much. The dark is meant to be an incubation period. It's a time to dream and plant your seeds. What are you going to grow next year or the year after? Think about it deeply. Contemplate it. Meditate on it. And when you hit something that makes your heart go, oh, wouldn't that be great? Oh, honey, you're on something very, very special, and you need to stay on it. You do not let the doubts, the buts, and the what-ifs get in there. Just say, okay, Source, this really rings my bell. I really think this would be awesome in my future. I'm going to know that it's done. And I'm going to feel and walk like it's done. I own that. I live that. That's who I am. And before you know it, it will be there in your reality. Because Source has got to, one, first of all, wants to give you everything you've ever desired. And two, law of attraction is its right arm. It's on 24/7. If you stay focused on what is wanted, sounds so simple. But our brains want to get in there and look at all the reasons why it probably won't happen. You can't afford to dabble in those thoughts anymore. You're too far down the road. It will feel bad fast. And that's good. That's real clear guidance, isn't it? Yeah. So here's a quote from Dr. Holmes that I love. And it's about renewing your mind, which is what I'm recommending on a daily basis. We can't afford to bring forward our limited programmed rhetoric anymore. We're too strong and powerful, and we're creating so quickly now. I swear I feel like time has sped up. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Today we know that what this means, the renewing of the mind, is a scientific act. as the conscious thought pours truth into the subjective channels of creative energy, the body is automatically renewed. This is a mental healing. Mental healing is a conscious act as well as an established fact in the appearance of many people. Instead of the old concepts of disease and failure, we are to eject those and put in place liberty, freedom, health, harmony, and success. Mental healing is subject to the exact laws of mind and spirit and is accomplished by correct knowing. Underline. This knowing is a mental attitude toward the truth. It is the truth which makes free and is the mind which knows the truth. It is the truth which makes free, and it is the mind which knows truth. We have got to say to ourselves, I'm not questioning God no more. I'm going to get up today. I'm going to choose my happiness. I'm going to do my very best to stay in joy and love and peace and openness. And I'm going to see when the phone rings or where my day takes me. And I'm going to embrace the fact that I set the intention. I left my opinions home. I left them home and hopefully buried deep in Mother Earth somewhere. And from now on, I'm going to get up and I'm going to set very clear intentions for being the loving, uplifting person I was born to be, and to take that light everywhere I go and see what spirit has in mind. Yeah. Just a little more astrology. The new moon in Scorpio is also ruled by Pluto, if you don't know that. Pluto is, it's really a strong teacher for those things that are in our past, in our that we're not proud of. A lot of it is dark. But Pluto wants to bring that stuff up so you can see it, shed light on it, heal it, or release it. Either one. But get rid of it. It's holding you down. You're going to feel so much lighter as you move into the next couple of years, as you let go of more and more of the stuff that's been weighing you down. Those beliefs, they might have been something that was appropriate way back when, but you realize that you woke up this morning brand new? That nobody can tell you who you are but you? And you decide? Yeah. Be very cautious, though, because, you know, our words are very powerful, and Scorpio can be fiery, and it can have a venom to its sting, if you will. So be careful that something doesn't trigger you over the next couple of weeks, especially, that makes you want to spew some venom. Hold your tongue, in other words. It's never worth it. Never. And it's a good thing to look at. If you've got venom you want to spew, that's in you. Why? Question one. Doesn't matter, my answer. How am I going to get rid of it? That's what I want to know. Doesn't serve you, get rid of it. Mercury entered Sagittarius, which is why some of you are probably having problems with all your technology and such. Sag is exploration and fun and all kinds of, you know, just constant learning, and something new and change. And so Mercury is like, wow, this is crazy energy for me to be in. And the collective, it's really having trouble weighing, intermingling, if you will, adventure with hopelessness, okay? And this is just a very strong difference that you'll come across in some signs. They stand for all kinds of things, and it's all our signs and planets have positive and quote-unquote negative aspects. But know this, you are you're the one who's advocating for the adventure. There's a lot of people who are very worried and are living in a hopelessness place. Don't let this energy promote that in you. Okay. A good mantra right now is, I trust that processing my heavier emotions will make my life lighter going forward. So don't be afraid of them. Welcome them. And then have a conversation with them. Why are you here? What can I do to make you feel better? Because my goal is to live a happy, joyous life. Do you feel happy and joyous? Okay, then why not? What can I do to make that better? A lot of times, a little conversation with that, with an aspect of yourself, will just clear things like you would not believe. Another technique, which I'm happy to teach anybody, is tapping. Tapping is fabulous for moving through those kind of things. This is a very magical time. It's really magical between now and even the 9th or 10th of the month. There's just a lot of energy coming together that is pushing you to grow and be happy in your evolution. Try not to push against it or resist it, or for God's sake, don't fear it. You can't help it. Change is the number one thing we can be assured of. All right, these are deep release times, guys. Mean that with all my heart. This is a door for unprocessed material to be experienced, transmuted, and released. Don't be afraid of this stuff. Just honor it, welcome it, honor it, and see what it needs to feel happier or even a slightest bit better. It may just mean, I need to go for a walk out in the woods. Or I need to go work on my flower beds and put them down for the season. I just, you know, you're going to get messaging from these aspects that is valid and accurate and very, very helpful. So embrace the darkness. That's where our nights are going to grow longer and longer and longer. And this is a wonderful, fertile time to nurture yourself first and foremost, get lots of rest, rejuvenation time, introspection time, and dream big. Dream really, really big for 2025. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is.